The Ministry of Water and Environment, in collaboration with the experts from Eland Earth Clink and Advanced Resources Development Company, is in the final stages of developing Uganda's groundwater resource development and management policy and strategy. This has been revealed during a stakeholders engagement workshop held at Silver Springs Hotel in Kampala, where consultants from Ireland presented the draft policy and strategy for review and input by key stakeholders. Dr. Kalist Tindimugaya, the Acting Director for Water Resources Management at the Ministry of Water and Environment, noted that the process has taken more than 3 years of consultation and research, and now it's in advanced stages. It says most of the people in the country use groundwater, but it requires more development to match the standards.
Most of the people in rural areas depend on water from underground, through boreholes, through shallow wells, through springs. The challenge we are having now is the development of that groundwater is increasing at a very high rate. If you, when you look at the cities like Kampala, we have over 3,000 wells that have been constructed by individuals. You go to people's compound, people are constructing those wells. Why? Because they need water. In some areas, the piped water is not reaching, and people need to get their own water, and some people complain that the cost of water, piped water, is expensive. Industries, hostels, malls, all of them are having water. If you go to Kampala, for example, the downtown Kampala, when they are constructing their malls, they construct wells and they are using that water. Some of the water is used for cleaning, but some of it is used for drinking. But also irrigation, Uganda has...